I did it last night trying to respond to I Have a Voice. I deleted it. I have a voice. Yes, everyone should have a voice. They should have a moment. They should be able to open up their mouth and say whatever they want. Whether I disagree with it or agree with it or not. Whether it's like my opinion or not. And whether the PC police like it or not. You have a voice, but you also have a responsibility for what you say. And there are consequences for whatever words you put out there. At my age, I refuse to allow the PC police to do anything to change the way I think, the way I feel, or how I see things. We are not all equal. We are not all the same, and I refuse to think that way. I don't believe in the socialistic equaling the level, the playing field bullshit. I believe in capitalism. I believe in the opportunity to work hard for what you have. And the freedom to do so. But I want to earn it. If, you know, in 10 years' time I'm a millionaire, it's because I've worked hard and I've earned it. I'm not part of that entitlement crowd where I think I've earned it, I deserve it, because I'm an American citizen. The only thing I deserve as an American citizen is the freedom to pursue happiness. Not given to me by the government happiness. Because what kind of happiness is that? They fuck everything up. I don't think you... but so many people are quiet. Yeah, I've said it time and time again. I'd love to see in this country everybody... I'd love everybody to stop. You know, this whole distraction thing. And it is distraction, and nobody's paying attention to it. You know, you've got the right, and you've got the left, you've got the Democrats, you've got the Republicans, and you got a war going on between both. I would love everybody to wake up and see that's nothing but distraction. And see what's happening to our beloved country. And really start caring. And sit down at the polls. Every single American citizen, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, whatever, sit down at the polls and don't vote. Just to show them how serious we are and how tired we are of the bullshit. I mean, I don't want to see anymore, because it really is an absolute war. Neither one's right anymore. I mean, I'm so tired of it. I don't even want to hear it. I don't want to watch it. I don't want to know about it. Neither has a clue. I mean, it doesn't fit me either way. The only thing that's close enough to fitting me is a libertarian. And even that doesn't. I'm middle of the road, as best as you can get. And I didn't think I'd ever say this, but, you know, I'm tired of going over to foreign countries and playing Mr. Fix-It. I just assume stay in our own country and try to fix our own shit. I don't think I'd ever say that, but we got lots of problems here. So... I have a voice. I want to use it, but I want to use it responsibly. I know my voice is offensive because my voice is Christian. I know my voice is offensive because it is utterly politically incorrect. And I know my voice is offensive because it's not going to be popular opinion. I will chime in with popular opinion when they're right. And they're so very rarely right. Because there's no common sense. There's no truth in it. You know, taking dollars out of my back pocket for programs that are just completely and unbelievably wrong. I have no problem helping somebody out that is in desperate need, but the majority of people that are part of that program are not in desperate need. It's a trap. It's an ironclad trap. So, I don't know. You're asking questions that are if you really truly say what you think and you really truly put it out there, then you can honestly expect attack. It's just gonna happen, you know. And I don't want to say I'm cynical. I don't want to say I'm bitter. I'd like to say I'm hopeful, but it seems like unless you're saying the popular opinion, and unless you're part of the PC movement, and unless you're part of the equality for all, which it's horseshit, then you're going to offend everybody. Well, then I guess I'm going to offend everybody. You know, I offended. I take it even a little bit further. I'm going to offend them because I'm going to stand on biblical principles. And boy, that's really offensive. You know, saying that I'm religious and biblically religious. Oh boy. Yeah, well, good luck with that one. But blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. So thank God I'm meek in every way, shape, and form. I think it's important that everybody have a voice, and everybody be allowed to speak, no matter what it is, offensive or not. And just because you speak it doesn't mean I have to agree. And just because you say something doesn't mean I have to respond. You have a voice. I can listen. That doesn't mean I have to reply. I guess that's my thing. You know, how many injustices are there these days? I mean, they're rampant. That's all you get. That's all you see is injustice. And lack of common sense and lack of respect and dignity. Common courtesies. Just common courtesies. Everything's a war. Everything's a war. Anger and hatred and discord just run rampant. So, I wanted my voice to be anything, be the voice of peace. But the voice of peace isn't always pleasant. And it was most certainly not politically correct. I don't think Christ was politically correct when he tipped over everything at the temple and accosted all of them. I don't think that was very politically correct. There's your two. Oh, immigration, and I have a voice. Now, that was much. Probably not a great contribution, sorry. But that's it. Peace out.